Hey there. It's Amita. And I'm in the bathtub. It's super hot. So this is kind of an update of sorts, if you're curious. What's been going on? So, I went to the dojo today, and I thought maybe I might try, you know, doing some drills. And I was with my jiu-jitsu girlfriend. And take my hair out. There we go. Turning the bathwater blue. I went in today. I didn't think I should roll. I should have followed my intuition. Yeah, and I'm not ready yet. It's so sad, and it breaks my heart because, you know, I go to the gym. I've been trying to go to the gym, 5 days a week, and just trying to get my physical health back. You know, this past 3 months have been incredibly challenging for me. It's not something that I like to share. But yeah, so I went to the dojo and I'm just not gonna work for me right now. Immediately my brain felt like it just ignited on fire. So definitely not ready for contact sports. So that was a bit of a disappointment considering I have been feeling better, you know, like not having the physical pain of the concussion so much. But yeah, so there's that. But I'm gonna keep going in and watching because I don't want to give up, and that makes me want to cry a little. Not that I'm not wanting to give up, but yeah, so I just feel like it's just a setback, you know? I'm not in a sprint. This is a marathon, and I can go the distance. So, but it also makes me slightly terrified to do work. And so I haven't really been able to work these past few months very much. And that's definitely causing a stress for other reasons in my life. But yeah, so it's kind of where I'm at right now. Always still trying to make the best of everything, you know, so it just means that I just need to take even better care of myself than before, so, and yet I'm still gonna go shoot pool with my girlfriends tonight, just, you know, so, because I'm getting, if I'm here too often, then I get pent up crazy. Not in a good way. Yeah. Oh, fuck. So yeah, that's where I'm at. And I really need to start focusing also on work. You know, finding work that I can do right now. So, work that I can do on, you know, bed rest. That's interesting. Not very many options available for that. Yeah, so, yeah. It was awesome though for like just a few moments on the mat there today. I was able to let go. Oh fuck, man, I totally forgot almost. So I saw my ex today and his wife. Just, it gets easier each time I see them, especially together. But still fragile. And so, yeah, so I kind of went to the dojo with a heavy heart. But my girlfriend was there and she was like, doesn't that make you want to choke a bitch? And I love that, like, for her, jujitsu is the answer for everything, it feels like. I know that's like hyperbole, but it really does help a lot. And for a moment, you know, while she's on the mat with me trying to choke me, I forgot about how heavy my heart felt. And I just allowed myself to get my ass beat. Not for lack of trying, she's just really good at it. And this was just my first time back after 3 months. So, yeah. And then I just started to hurt. I did wrestle with our teacher. Oh God, he's so fucking hot. He switched pairs on us, like, just like, hey, you're gonna go with this person, and I was just like, fuck, it's this teenage kid, and I was terrified, because I didn't want to get hit in the head, and, oh my God, he was so amazing to roll with, like, I just straight up told him, I was like, hey, I have a concussion still, and this is my first day back. You know, can you just, like, roll with me gently? And he did an amazing job, right? And, like, I think that he, it didn't bother him to have me, you know, in mount position on him, you know. And so he just seemed so full of smiles when I was on top of him. It was awkward as fuck. But yet very sweet. So, yeah. Yeah, he's just, you know, I'm watching him kind of grow. I haven't seen him in a couple months and he's changed in these past few months. So it was just very sweet. He used to be very shy, but like, he wouldn't look at me or anything like that. But then, you know, like, I'm sitting on him, you know, and I'm kind of got him pinned underneath me. And, yeah, best day ever, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, but it was really nice that he kind of just let me work through the drill and was very, you know, like, at one point I was like, can you please resist a little bit? You know, so I get a feeling for it. Yeah, I think one day this kid's gonna be a really good teacher. So, Yeah. And then, like, I think my teacher wanted to roll with me. And I think I'm too attracted to him to even know where to begin on how to do that. I mean, we've done it before, but yeah. Yeah, but he was happy to see me, so that was nice. That felt good. Yeah, so it was an interesting day, and disappointment and processing and acceptance. I may never fully heal. That's okay. Because, I trust that if I just stay present, everything will be okay. Yeah. So, least sexy update, whatnot. Life, right? And if I can't be who I am and in my vulnerability here, then where else can I be? So, yeah. I know that I have a few audios that are due, so don't think that I have forgotten. Between construction and stuff at my home, it's been challenging too. Like, if I'm just getting off, that's one thing, but if I'm gonna give you a proper audio, I don't want a lot of extra background noise right now. Or at all. And right now, that's just been a challenge. There's that. I am just a few followers away from my next, like, milestone, which is fucking cool. I'm looking forward to continuing doing what I love here on Reddit. And, yeah, so there's that. What's next for me, to be honest with you? I'm just taking it a day at a time. Yeah. I feel like I kind of wanna do another event, but I'm not sure what. So if anyone has any suggestions, once again, don't be shy. Speak up. I really do like talking with you. So, yeah. Other than that, I hope everyone is enjoying their weekend and wherever you are on the time zone spectrum. And yeah, I'll talk to you soon.